This one's for the boys and the women and partners that love them. Male libido, hormones, fertility, and essential oils. Last week, we explored the importance of physical connection and intimacy in relationships. Libido and sex drives are influenced by a variety of interacting factors that are biological, emotional, and psychological. Focusing solely on addressing one aspect, such as hormones or physiological responses, is often just treating one symptom in a complex condition. It does not account for the impact of relationship quality and emotional coherence on health. For example, someone may have restored hormonal balance and an increase in sex drive, but continual arguing with their spouse or the inability to deal with stress in a productive way will quickly drive the hormones into disharmony. This will bring the libido back down with a possibility of other symptoms arising. This week, as promised, I will address several common concerns for men: male libido, hormonal health, and infertility. I will also give some empowering information on how essential oils can support these areas. Male libido and essential oils. Male libido issues and erectile dysfunction are more common than the media and societal stereotypes portray. 1 out of 5 men are reported to have low sexual desire. This is associated with diabetes and cardiovascular issues and is also linked to hormones, pelvic trauma, psychological factors, neurological disorders, organic causes, medications, lifestyle factors, and penile disease. Previously, we discovered that mind-body practices and essential oils can support hormone, emotional, and stress instigators. I also discussed various cardiovascular triggers that ultimately lead to 3 finite responses: oxidative stress, immune dysfunction, and inflammation. Essential oils can modulate these triggers and responses. Therefore, these secondary metabolites can be used to support circulatory health and overall wellness due to their versatile actions. Combine this with a functional and naturopathic approach, and hearts and other symptoms can be in harmony again. In a previous blog, I described how rose oil was shown to help male libido in those taking antidepressants. You can read the full study on the link that I provided. Rather than manipulating one physiological response, rose oil has been shown to have many actions, including microbe inhibition, healthy cellular growth support, mood elevation, relief of discomfort, irritation, and redness of the tissues, calming to the brain and nervous system. This demonstrates that essential oils can simultaneously support cellular and tissue health, brain and nervous system function, mood, and infectious triggers, which all impact libido and healthy hormones. The sniff of male affections. Certain fragrances have been deemed to be aphrodisiacs. This is based on the complex connections between odors and the nervous system leading to psychological and physiological responses. They could also be a form of repulsion if one associates a particular smell with an unpleasant experience. Hence, most people would be more attracted to the enticing aroma of ylang-ylang versus inhaling the smell of skunk stink. In one study, the author reviewed the smell-sex connection by assessing the effects of odors on male erections and libido. Not only was desire increased, but penile blood flow was improved with the scent of lavender and pumpkin pie. The abstract is listed on my website as follows, and you can access it there. Mama always said that the way to a man's heart may be his stomach, but maybe it's more his nose. But I don't want to have man breasts. Guys, you may be wary of using certain essential oils because you've heard the rumors that lavender and tea tree cause gynecomastia, that's breast growth in males. Let me put your mind at ease. That's actually not true for many reasons. The lavender and tea tree that were blamed in these cases were not validated as therapeutic quality essential oils. Furthermore, a few of the studies combined the oils with endocrine disruptors, chemicals associated with estrogenetic effects, in personal care products. You can get the details in the short blog that I linked to that I wrote about previously. Pure essential oils are modulators that bring the body's hormones into balance rather than specifically acting to increase estrogen or estrogenetic. Certain oils may promote more estrogen balance, but the estrogen environment is a determinant of their effect. I'll go back to this topic at a later date. I hope you will apply this information to empower you with your use of essential oils for relationship, health, emotions, hormones, and libido. In part 2, I'm going to explore factors in male infertility and highlight studies with essential oils that may be useful to those couples struggling with this condition.